From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Hello VOA listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me Rahma, who will accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we present some information starting from news, diplomatic corner, and so forth. We will also play some songs. Now let's begin with news, so stay with us only on voanews.id, RRI Play Go mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz. This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Japan's Emperor lauds MRT Jakarta project over zero accidents. Minister Mahfud MD emphasizes the benefit of Satria 1 launching. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. The Emperor of Japan, Naruhito, on Sunday paid a visit to the MRT Jakarta depot in South Jakarta, according to Press Secretary to the Emperor of Japan, Kojiro Shiojiri. One of the emperor's comments lauded the project's achievements in terms of zero accidents and timeliness operating ratio. The operations of the MRT Jakarta were explained in length by experts both from Indonesia and Japan during the emperor's visit. The statement also mentioned the fact that the MRT's operations are nearly overseen by Indonesians who were well trained into becoming expert human resources. The visit to Indonesia was Emperor Naruhito's first foreign visit after taking the throne on May 1, 2019. Emperor Naruhito and Empress Masako are on a five-day visit to Indonesia and arrive at Soekarno-Hatta International Airport on Saturday. The Indonesian Acting Minister of Communication and Informatics, Mahfud MD, emphasized that the launch of the Indonesian Satellite 1, or Satria 1, will open an era of digital connectivity through equal distribution of internet access in Indonesia. Mahfud said in a press statement in Jakarta on Monday, Satria 1 will cover all regions of the country, especially in disadvantaged frontier and outermost areas. Satria 1 has successfully launched into space at 6:21 p.m. local time from Cape Canaveral Space Launch Complex, 40, Florida, United States. The public are expected to be able to benefit from Satria 1's internet capacity in stages starting in January 2024. The last national news comes from Indonesia that has ordered 13 long-range military radars from Thales to boost airspace surveillance efforts across its immense archipelago. The French manufacturer and state-owned defense firm PT Land Industries said on Sunday, the Groundmaster 400 Alpha radars will allow the Indonesian military or TNI to benefit from a single air picture integrating the detection of all types of threats from jets and missiles to hovering helicopters and unmanned air vehicles. Now we move to the international news. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken opened talks with China's top envoy on Monday and could potentially meet President Xi Jinping on the final day of a trip to Beijing aimed at improving severely strained ties. The top U.S. diplomat met for 7.5 hours on Sunday with Foreign Minister Qin Kang more than expected, with the two sides agreeing to keep up communication as they look to avoid all-out conflict. Thailand's caretaker government was preparing to host talks with the foreign minister of Myanmar's junta on Monday, a day later than planned, as key Southeast Asian nations signaled they would stay away from the meeting. Bangkok has been pushing to re-engage with Myanmar's generals in the face of opposition from other members of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, which has barred the junta from senior-level meetings. Next, we have Australia's Senate voted on Monday to hold a referendum this year on creating an Indigenous voice to Parliament, an advocate aiming to give the nation's ethnic minority more say on government policy. Dozens of mainly Indigenous people stood up the public galleries and clapped when senators passed the referendum bill 52 votes to 19. If the referendum is passed, it would be Australia's first successful referendum since 1977 and the first ever to pass without bipartisan support. We end the news with the General Secretariat of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, or OIC, that expresses its strong condemnation of the heinous terrorist attacks on a school in western Uganda on Friday, which killed and injured scores of people. In the statement received by Voice of Indonesia on Sunday, the General Secretariat offers its deepest condolences and sympathy to the relatives of the victims and to the government of people of Uganda and wish the injured a quick recovery. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Sila, Adonang penukungmu, Patria. Hello, listeners. Coming up next, here is our today's commentary entitled Development of Rail-Based Urban and Regional Transportation in Indonesia. The Jakarta-Bogor-Depok-Bekasi, or Jabodetabek LRT, undergoes a trial without passengers from 15 May to July 11, 2023. After that, the LRT is scheduled to operate with limited passengers from 12 July to 15 August 2023. The LRT, or Light Rail Transit Transportation System, will later connect Jakarta with its supporting areas. In fact, rail-based urban and regional transportation was once utilized by the Dutch East Indies colonial government for economic reasons. The tram in the city of Surabaya in East Java was even operated a few months before the operation of the first tram in Amsterdam in 1889. The line used steam trains, and at first consisted of only three routes, but continued to grow, connecting the west side of the city center all the way to Perak Port. However, because they could not compete with other modes of transportation, the Surabaya tram stopped operating in the 1970s. In South Java, the city of Semarang had also a tram during the Dutch colonial era that connected it with the regions in the east, while to the west it was connected with Cirebon in West Java. The line began operating in 1914, but did not last long. The tram's routes had been reduced before the Japanese arrived in 1942. The tram had also been running around Jakarta. It started with a horse tram line in 1869. It was replaced with a steam one, which started operating in 1881. Meanwhile, the electric tram was operated on April 10, 1899. After more than 50 years of operation, the electric tram was abolished in Jakarta around 1960s. In contrast to Indonesia, LRT in Europe is growing rapidly to become a modern means of transportation. For example, the city of Istanbul in Turkey, which has a population of 16 million people, is almost on a par with Jakarta. One of the Istanbul LRT lines is the busiest in the world and can carry 320,000 passengers per day. LRT can continue to be developed with the concept of transit-oriented development, or TOD, which is integrated with other modes of transportation such as trains, city buses, like TransJakarta, taxis, and others. The location of the station should be close to residential or apartment areas, offices, hotels, restaurants, shops, schools, campuses, and various other public facilities. The development of LRT requires good cooperation between various stakeholders, from the central and regional governments, representatives of the transportation industry, to operators. They must establish partnerships from the initial review stage, construction of infrastructure facilities to operation. The LRT project investment is indeed quite large. Hopefully, LRT can be enjoyed for several generations to come. Apart from being environmentally friendly, the presence of the LRT will increase property values on its route. And listeners, that's commentary.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back! This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations, Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voanews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
We begin today in history on June 19 with the event in 1961 about the independence of Kuwait. In the 1800s, Kuwait became part of the Turkish Ottoman Empire. To escape Ottoman rule, Sheikh Mubarak, who ruled in Kuwait, signed a treaty with the British in 1899, establishing the nation of Kuwait as an independent state under British protection. On June 19, 1961, Kuwait became independent with the end of the British protectorate, and Sheikh Abdullah Al Salim Al Sabah became head of state. However, Kuwait's National Day is celebrated on February 25, which is the anniversary of Sheikh Abdullah's coronation. We move to the next event in 2007 about Baghdad tracker bomb attack. About 40 people were killed and 112 injured when a truck bomb exploded near a Shia mosque in central Baghdad. An eyewitness said the assailant rammed his truck into the Kilani Mosque in Baghdad, destroying a wall and damaging the interior of the building. This attack came just hours after 10,000 US troops began an assault on Sunni Muslim groups north of the Iraqi capital. We end today in history on June 19 about International Day to Eliminate Sexual Violence in Conflict. The United Nations General Assembly on June 19, 2015 adopted Security Council Resolution Number 1820 of 2008, which condemns sexual violence as a tactic of war. June 19 then becomes the date of commemorating International Day for the Elimination of Sexual Violence in Conflict. The commemoration aims not only to raise awareness of sexual violence, but also to honor survivors of sexual violence and to pay tribute to all those who have given their lives and lost their lives around the world while fighting this crime. Well, listener, that was Today in History.
Subidubidap, para, para. Subidubidap, para, para. We don't
Listeners, next we present you a program called My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, coming up next, here is My Indonesia. My Indonesia today is on reinforcement of exports, evidence that Indonesia's economy remains solid. Indonesian Central Bureau of Statistics revealed Indonesia's exports in May 2023 reached $21.72 billion, or grew 0.96% on an annual basis. This growth shows that exports have strengthened again after being restrained in April due to shorter working days during Eid holidays. Head of Fiscal Policy Agency, Ministry of Finance, Febrio Kacaribu, in a written statement quoted by Antara News Agency Friday, said the strengthening of exports in May 2023 shows that Indonesia's economic condition remains solid amidst a global economic slowdown. Therefore, the government continues to strive to maintain and even improve this good performance by anticipating various risks, both external and domestic, that will affect Indonesia's exports. Febrio Kacaribu explained that the positive export performance in May was also driven by the expansion of the manufacturing sector in Indonesia's main trading partners, including China, Japan, India, and the Philippines. Meanwhile, Indonesia's imports in May 2023 reached $21.28 billion, growing two digits at the level of 14.35%. The strong growth in imports was mainly driven by the continued expansion of Indonesia's manufacturing sector and still strong domestic consumption. He emphasized that with the strengthening export and import performance, Indonesia's trade balance in May 2023 recorded a surplus of $440 million, or a total of $16.5 billion in the first 5 months of this year. Thus, Indonesia's trade balance has recorded surplus for 37 consecutive months. The countries contributing the largest surplus in May 2023 are the United States, Philippines, and India. Febrio Kacaribu also said that going forward, exports are expected to still grow positively amidst declining commodity prices, with India being a potential export destination country. He added, the government continues to make various efforts to improve Indonesia's export performance through various efforts ranging from diversifying export destination countries, downstreaming natural resources, to optimizing trade cooperation agreements with partner countries. And listener, that was My Indonesia Today. Thanks for listening.
Berawal dari tatap, indah senyummu memikat, memikat hatiku yang hampa lara. Senyum membawa tawa, tawa membawa cerita, cerita kasih indah tentang kita. Terkadang ku ragu, kadang tak percaya, tapi ku yakin kau milikku. Kau membuatku bahagia di saat hati ini terluka. Membuatku tertawa di saat hati ini terbawa, terbawa oleh cintamu untukku, untuk kita. Kadang ku ragu, kadang tak percaya, tapi ku yakin. terbawa oleh cintamu untukku, untuk kita.
You're still listening to the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Now we present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. VOI listener, today's edition of Indonesian Wonder takes you closer to Tenggul Dance, which is a traditional dance inspired by Wayang Tenggul from Bojonegoro, East Java. This dance is usually performed by dancers in groups with movements, expressions, and costumes that resemble Wayang Tenggul, a three-dimensional puppet. This Tenggul dance is a creative dance as well as a form of appreciation and an effort to revive the Tenggul Wayang shadow puppet art, which has almost become extinct with the times. This newly created dance was created in 1991 by Joko Santoso, an accompaniment arranger, Ibnu Sutawa, at the request of Bojonegoro Regency Education and Culture Office, which was shown at the East Java Provincial Cultural Week. After performing at the event, Tenggul Dance was well received and won the Best Performance category. Since then, this dance has become known to many people and has become one of Bojonegoro's traditional dances. Tenggul dance is usually performed by 7 female dancers. The dancers dance with stiff movements and expressions that look funny, which is one of the characteristics of this dance. So it creates the impression of humor and entertainment in every show. The dancers wear white costumes and makeup like dolls. The dancer's face is made up in white with black lines on the hair, eyebrows, and eyes. For the clothes, at the top they wear clothes like a tank, and at the bottom they wear a long cloth with a bledak pattern. Bledak pattern is a pattern with a white background, ivory white and cream. On the head, the dancers wear cunduk, a kind of head accessory. Tenggul dance is accompanied by various traditional musical instruments such as oklik, itik-itik, violin, and gamelan slendro tunings. In addition to musical accompaniment, it is also accompanied by songs. Now, Tenggul dance continues to be preserved by always being shown at cultural festivals in Bojonegoro or other areas. Often, this dance is also performed to welcome guests of honor who come to Bojonegoro. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
sinaran hangat mentari sore ini. Aku berdiam diri. Derasnya kehidupan, letih persahabatan, sejenak hilang pergi jauh dalam sang waktu membawa ku ke hari pertama saat mimpi menghampiri. Masih terasa ku ingat detik kisah rumahku dan rumahmu, cerita yang pilu saat terluka terkecap mimpiku dan mimpimu. Sang waktu membawa ku ke hari pertama saat mimpi menghampiri. Kita bersama seperti pertama, pertama, pertama. Lagi ku bawa mimpi kita.
VOI listeners, next program we have Let's Speak Indonesian, in which we introduce you to some Indonesian vocabulary and expressions, and we invite you to speak Indonesian language. This program is cooperation between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is di Pantai Moale, which means on Moale Beach. So stay tuned. We're going to present to you a conversation entitled Kita Hampir Sampai, Kita Hampir Sampai, which means we are almost there. This conversation is between Chris George Robinson, a vlogger from Australia, and Sortauli, Chris' friend in the vlog community. Sortauli describes a journey to Moale Beach. Let's listen to the conversation.
Jalan ke pantai Moale mulus ya?
Iya, bagus sekali. Apakah masih jauh?
Kita hampir sampai.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Kita, kita, which means we. Hampir sampai, which means almost arrive or almost there. Kita hampir sampai, which means we are almost there. Jalan, jalan, which means road. Mulus, mulus, which means smooth. Bagus sekali, which means very good. Masih jauh, which means still far. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, kita hampir sampai, which means we are almost there. In the sentence, there is the word hampir, hampir, which means almost, which states an estimation of an activity process that is about to finish. In the sentence, the expression hampir sampai, which means almost there, states the estimation of the journey to Moale Beach that will be finished. Let's listen to the other examples of using the word hampir, hampir, which means almost. Kita hampir selesai ujian, which means we almost finished the test. Pesawat hampir tiba di bandara, which means the plane almost lands on the airport. Moale Beach is one of so many beautiful beaches in South Nias Regency. The beach, which lies in the western part of Nias Island, has a straight long line. It is getting more beautiful when the sun sets. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Jalan ke pantai Moale mulus ya?
Iya, bagus sekali. Apakah masih jauh?
Kita hampir sampai.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Tetap aku suka. Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id, RRI Play Go mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz. The next segment is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's Music Corner presents a Keroncong song entitled Kasih Tak Sampai by Keroncong Nation. The song Kasih Tak Sampai was released in 2001 in pop genre, popularized by an Indonesian band, Padi. The song, which was composed by Piu, tells about a lover's hope who want to be together in living their love. But this could not be realized, or in Indonesian we call it Kasih Tak Sampai. Well, listener, let's enjoy a song by Keroncong Nation, Kasih Tak Sampai. Enjoy!
Thank you.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Listener, wherever you are, that's our programs on the English program from Voice of Indonesia. If you have any comments, suggestion, criticism, any feedback for Voice of Indonesia, just drop us a line through our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, Instagram at VOI_official. Don't forget to follow us on TikTok at VOI_official and YouTube channel VOI Official. I'm Rahma signing out. I'll see you in the next interesting edition of the English program from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia, to the world.